handbook for highly sensitive people. How to transform feeling overwhelmed and frazzled to empowered and fulfilled. Written by Mel Collins and read by Emma Gregory. Approximately 20% of the population are HSPs. So what does that mean? Anyone who is a highly sensitive person, HSP, processes emotions more deeply than someone without the trait, and often for longer. We are reflective and deep thinkers. But we can also be more reactive on an emotional level to events in our life, or to the positive and negative emotions of others, and sometimes this can be perceived as overreaction by non-HSPs. We can pick up on subtleties that others are unaware of, and we are highly empathetic. We get affected by environmental and sensory stimuli, and we also have a low tolerance of high levels of stimulation. And if there is too much, our sensory nervous system goes into a state of over-arousal, and we can begin to feel overwhelmed. From a holistic perspective, being highly sensitive also means that our natural intuitive abilities are more finely attuned to our other senses, the ability to feel, hear, see, touch and smell. We have an ability to sense things without knowing how we know. And it appears that we have deeper intuitive abilities than people without the trait. It is important to clarify at this point that if there are any non-HSPs listening to this and thinking that they can sometimes be highly sensitive too, they would be right. Everybody can be sensitive at times. In fact, many people become more sensitive as they get older. But this is not the same as being an HSP, which means having the psychologically defined personality trait of sensory processing sensitivity due to the depth of sensory, environmental and information processing that happens within the biological nervous system and brains of HSPs. The first section of the handbook will discuss the HSP trait and its psychological background in detail, providing all of the information you need to know about the trait and how it can impact on day-to-day life.